what we're working to improve. We will conduct lived experience testing in 2023 to ensure our public information material complies with current requirements and is easy to use. This includes ensuring material is compatible with multiple adaptive technologies and that fillable forms are presented in the correct order, providing alternative text descriptions for tables and images, ensuring our website is accessible for customers who use screen reader technology, such as Job Access with Speech, JAWS, keeping our website accessibility page updated and developing a plan to upgrade our website in 2024 based on WCAG 2.1AA and guest feedback for meaningful access. YVR will be leveraging its digital twin, which provides real-time information on airport operations, including modeling on optimizing operational efficiency, to support accessibility initiatives. As an example, in 2024/2025, we will be exploring the opportunity for guests with accessibility considerations to familiarize themselves with the airport in advance by touring YVR's terminal in the Digital Twins 3D model. YVR's Innovation Hub and Passenger Programs teams are looking into working with leading accessibility organizations and academic institutions to collaborate on what an accessibility incubator might look like at YVR. In 2023, we are working on a wheelchair tracking system to ensure accessibility assets are always available. Other local high-tech innovations to support mobility requirements are also being explored. In 2023, YVR partnered with the British Columbia Institute of Technology, BCIT, on the Accessible Digital Map Project, where students will create an accessibility layer to build into a navigation system that empowers users by helping them navigate indoor environments independently. We will work to improve our public address system in 2023 so that it's clear what is being communicated, regardless of whether the announcement is made by YVR staff, guest lounge staff, or airline staff. We are reviewing public announcements to ensure sound levels and frequency of messages are consistent, and working with our partners on changing policies. We will explore opportunities for broader and more consistent use of text messaging and other platforms in 2024 to provide alternative options for time-sensitive public address information like notice of arrivals, boarding, and gate changes. In 2023, we will have system upgrades with the public announcements at the South Terminal to improve aging server hardware, audio hardware, software, and operating system. The upgrade aims to build a foundation for future paging application feature enhancements. We are exploring an opportunity to trial sign language announcements on our display screens. The plan is to use the South Terminal in 2023 to test the technology, assess guest experience, and review operational impact, and then roll it out to the main terminal in the next 2 to 3 years. YVR will explore a digital wayfinding platform in 2023 that provides accurate mobile navigation indoors for people of all abilities. We aim to trial and evaluate a digital wayfinding solution in 2024. In 2023, we increased the contrast on our flight information screens. We will evaluate our remaining digital screens, including contrast levels and font size, to provide changes that will make our digital signage easier to read. In 2023, we are introducing a new online curbside booking tool option for curbside assistance. The tool will make it easier to arrange curbside assistance by having multiple options available to meet our customers' preferences. Our call center is available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by phone at 604-207-7077, TTY, TDD, 604 207-7070, or email at customercallcenter@yvr.ca. customercallcenter@yvr.ca. We will incorporate ways to inform people about what services are available and to share progress and success each year. We will provide ongoing presentations to our community partners about YVR's accessibility features. Additional actions we plan to complete in 2023 to move beyond minimum requirements include including sign language as an alternative for our accessibility page, including user options on the website to adjust text font size and contrast, developing plans to introduce a future live chat service to enhance inclusive communication options for our guests, building plans to expand our assisted listening devices at check-in counters and meeting rooms.